Right, okay, well, let's look ahead to 2022. We've got loads of things we want to do next year. And something that's very exciting is that Cambridge University Botanic Garden has issued its agenda, its programme of courses and workshops for the whole of 2022. It's one heck of a programme, and I'm joined on the line by the Head of Learning, Hayley McCulloch. Hayley, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, this really is a very impressive programme of events that takes you right the way through the year. A mixture, before we start, a mixture of online and in-person, or how are you doing it this year?
Yeah, so we're really excited. This is the first time, so as you say, this is the first time since 2019 that we've been able to offer a full year of courses in one go, and it's also the first time the garden has ever been able to offer an online and an in-garden programme, which is really exciting.
It is. I guess that's one, I'm not going to say a benefit of the pandemic, because there's precious few of those, but it did, you know, pushed a lot of people to try things online. Presumably your uptake has been amazing then.
Yeah, so I definitely think it's fair to say that one of the opportunities that were presented to us by this whole situation with COVID was we were forced to find new ways of working. We were kind of forced to put our courses online so that we could still offer something. And we were amazed by how popular they were, and amazed actually by how much feedback we got saying, please don't stop doing them. So that's why we've decided that we'll be in the garden next year, which offers a really unique opportunity to do courses within that setting. But also for people that can't get to the garden either because they live too far away or it's not convenient with work patterns or whatever, you could join a course with us online in the evening or on a Saturday morning if that suits you better.
Fantastic. Now, these tend to be just sort of one-off courses, do they? Or do some of them run as series?
So we have a few that are a series. So a couple of examples would be our garden design courses, one of which has actually just sold out, if it's something that's of interest to you.
I bet.
Now, so our garden design courses usually run a lot. Our biggest one runs for 5 days. We also have a 5-day botanical art course towards the end of the year. And really excitingly, our 5-day flowering plant taxonomy course, which is our kind of flagship course, or has been in the past, is back this year, which is a big deal.
Fantastic. So what's that, you mentioned that course there, so what sort of skills would people need for some of your courses?
So the vast majority of our courses are for complete beginners. So as long as you are interested in whatever's on offer, it's for you. We try very hard to make them accessible to everybody. There are a couple of our art courses that might be pitched at maybe an intermediate level, and it will say so on the website, whether it's for a beginner or somebody who's had a go before. And certainly things like our science and ID courses or our garden history courses, you don't need to know anything. We will take very good care of you from right at the beginning.
Brilliant. All right, now you mentioned there, you said about science, you talked about history, you talked about design. Walk us through some of the highlights of the programme for next year. What are your personal favourites?
Oh, so many to choose from. So we've got some really beautiful art courses that are going to be able to run in the garden again. We did a few of those online, but the selection was not as big as it will be in the garden. So John Wiltshire is doing a sketching trees course, which I think will be fantastic, given the inspiration that you'll be able to get from our huge tree collection in the garden. I spoke already about our flowering plant taxonomy course. I should plug the fact that I am delivering a course. I'm delivering a science course quite early in the year, looking at a kind of beginner's guide to genetics and the history of why plants are so important in that research and have been throughout history.
All right, amazing. And I've just been flicking through, and there's some wonderful Jane Austen and the English Landscape Garden. I mean, those two go hand in hand, don't they? I've been to the place up in Cheshire where they, I can't think of the name of it now, the place where they did Pride and Prejudice, and it is, the gardens there are just so impressive. So you can see that one, and then let's tackle yellow flowers in coloured pencils. I love that range. Humphrey Repton and the Regency Garden. It's just, it really is. These are great. I tell it, most of these courses are chargeable, are they?
Yes. So all of the courses on offer, there's a fee involved. There's a range of costs. So we hope, if you're interested, there's something for sort of every budget. The garden offer free events throughout the year, and the best place to find those would be our website. But this part of our program is chargeable yet.
Okay, and you mentioned already that your garden design course has sold out. I would think that there's a lot of interest for this. I mean, we've already been talking to people from the National Garden Scheme, and they've seen a huge increase in people visiting gardens. We're kind of more aware of the well-being side of anything to do with the great outdoors, aren't we now?
Yeah, I mean, as a separate kind of part of the programme at the garden, we offer, since the pandemic, we started releasing these wellness wonders that you can see on our website and if you follow us on social media. And the popularity of those has been incredible. And I think that we've seen it there, and we've seen it with our courses and with some of our other sort of learning, bits of our learning programme, that people are much more engaged with, you know, whether you've got a window box or a garden or a park on your doorstep, people want to be in those spaces.
Now, you've issued the entire programme of events for workshops and courses for 2022. You've said there already that some of them are selling out. So the emphasis really, and the message we want to get across today is don't hang about, because you're just going to get disappointed, aren't you? Get on that website, get and book your place now.
Yeah, particularly if you're interested in things like our art courses, our garden design, any of the creative courses, because the class sizes for those are small deliberately so that the tutors have time to kind of work with you one-on-one. That's the same whether it's online or in person. So if those things are of interest to you, I would say as soon as you know that you want to do it, get it booked.
Okay, so how do people book? Do they go to the website?
Go to the website, go to the learning section of the Botanic Garden website. The Botanic Garden website is botanic.cam.ac.uk. So go to the website, and then learning section, adult learning, and the full programme is there. And you can just click on a button and book.
There you go. It's that easy. It's that easy. I've got to say, you've got a wonderful PDF that you sent me with all the calendar of events. And just the pictures that you put alongside are enough to inspire anybody to sign up for any of these things. I'm a little bit worried, though, because you've got a Christmas Spices event next December, Tuesday the 6th of December. And the picture you've got for that is of an orange that basically is made to look like a coronavirus. Tell me the story behind that.
Well, not quite. So that's an orange studded with cloves. For anybody that's made mulled wine, they will be much more familiar with that. So those courses, anybody that joined us, actually, if we did an online handful of spices course earlier in the year, which was you were sent a pack of spices, you learnt about the sort of botanical interest of where that spice came from, a little bit about the history, maybe of the trade of that spice, and then its culinary use. And during that course, they made chai tea. So that course that you're talking about, that's all about the spices associated with Christmas. I'm not going to give too much away, but of course, there will be delicious things associated with that as well. That one is going to be really popular.
Isn't it, Jazz? That should sell out now. Hayley, it's always good to catch up. We're going to talk more throughout the course of 2022 as things come up at the Botanic Garden. It is a massive and wonderful resource. It's the lungs in the centre of Cambridge, and we love it dearly. These courses are really designed to just give people that wider view, aren't they? Because you are, you know, the university garden. There is so much knowledge, so many specimens and everything there to see. It's a wonderful venue, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I would also say is if you're interested in the garden, but perhaps learning through a course isn't your sort of thing, if you come ticket desk, there is a whole range of trails, completely free, pick them up, and that will guide you around the garden on a theme of your interest. So whether it's plants in medicine, wildlife-friendly gardening, we've got one on plant evolution, so plenty of ways to learn with the garden.
Well, it's a lovely way to spend a day. Hayley, always good to talk to everybody from the Botanic Garden. Thank you very much indeed for coming. Merry Christmas to you. We'll speak lots in 2022. Hayley McCulloch, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.